Good evening. My name is
Hello.
Carlos. Good evening, sir. I'm calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey, and we should like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you,
no.
Sir. And are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or the chance of 50-50?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just your age, please?
64.
54. And just to be sure we represent everybody, can you please tell me your race? Are you a white Caucasian, a black African-American, Hispanic, Latino,
Caucasian?
Haitian, Native? Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong?
It doesn't matter. Whoever stays out of my pocket, I vote for.
Okay, so a Republican, definitely, right?
Yeah. No, you got
okay,
it.
Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. And yeah, generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman? Approve or disapprove?
Who again?
Ms. Marie Glossenkamp Perez, the congresswoman?
Marie. Yeah, I don't know of her.
So, you have no opinion on the matter, right? Whether you approve or disapprove?
She's
the congresswoman representing your district. Yeah, she's the congresswoman.
How has she voted?
Understood. How should I record your answer? Approve or disapprove?
I'm going to say disapprove because she probably votes along with the rest.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. And generally speaking, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, very strongly.
Okay. And thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read a few. The first one is border security, combating the threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education. If you have to pick two of them, I know they're all important.
It would be Social Security, protecting Social Security, and having us, Medicare, and having a strong border.
Border security. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate
border
your patience
security
on the line. Right. Sir, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depends how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Joe Kent. From 0 to 100.
Joe Kemp or Kemp?
Yeah. Joe Kemp.
Kemp.
Kilo, Echo, or November, and Tango.
Tango, Joe Kemp. 50.
Okay. And above Ferguson from 0 to 100.
80.
Okay. And Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Zero.
And I'm sorry. Let me see. And they Riker from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. And Joe Biden, what number?
2.
And Donald Trump?
100.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress, what number?
What Democrat?
The whole Democrat, the whole party of Democrats in Congress, what number you should give them? 0 to 100?
30. 30.
Okay. And Republican in Congress as a whole?
No, the whole thing, 40.
40? Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Okay. If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Republican Joe Kemp or Democrat Marie Clausen Kemp Perez?
Kemp.
Okay. And even though, okay, you say Mr. Kemp, okay, joking. And even though you're not supporting Marie Clausen Kemp Perez, now what are the chances that you may support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you support her, Marie Clausen Kemp Perez? A small chance, a very slight chance, or no change at all?
No change.
And now I'd like you to, I'd like to ask you some qualities. I'm sorry, my apologies. I would like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in the member of Congress. Now, for each of the following statements, can you please tell me how important that is to you personally on the scale from 0 to 10? If 0 means that you don't think it is an important at all, if 5 means that it's somewhat important, and a 10, if you think that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. A working mom who understands the needs of families from 0 to 10.
5.
And a fighter for the middle class. What number?
5.
And an independent who will oppose the extremists and both parties from 0 to 5.
5.
Okay, and someone who will fight to protect our democracy from 0 to 5? 0 to 10, I'm sorry, from 0 to 10.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, and a small business owner, how important that is?
10.
Okay, and someone who shares your values. From 0 to 10?
9.
Okay, sir, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking with you about Marie Clausen Kemp Perez. And these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? And they just want to know if this will change your mind or not, okay? We remain neutral. But the first, can you rate the statements on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Clausen Kemp Perez for Congress, if 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Marie Clausen Kemp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Now, how convincing is that statement for 0 to 10?
3.
Okay. And Marie Clausen Kemp Perez is taking a big pharma, so families, I'm sorry, is taking on big pharma so families can save money Too many politicians put corporate profit about their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. How convincing is that statement? Zero, not convincing at all. Somewhat convincing, five, and ten, very convincing.
Three.
Okay. And Marie closing Camp Perez is not afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease on her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. How convincing is that? 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you, Sherry. Let's finish this up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did it. But I'd like to ask you once again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Republican Joe Kent or the Democrat Marie Glovin Camp Perez?
Kent.
Okay. And again, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, and this is one way for you to let them know that it doesn't change your mind at all when it comes to support your candidate. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mr. Joe Kent. And others will hear statements about the other candidates. But can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. If 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all when it comes to support Mr. Kent for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections. He doesn't agree. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of the elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 election. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in the ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Cole is governor. Now, Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, you know, does it give you any doubts? 0
yeah.
at all? Support?
Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 10. Okay. Now, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges on working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says it will make it a quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district, nonsense. Now, how does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver it for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. From 0 to 10, what number?
10.
Thank you, sir. To finish this up, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More.
Much more likely or more likely?
Much more.
Okay. And given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, if anything that you heard? One or two things?
Because it sounds just like TV, like the news.
Okay. He sounds like the TV, like the news, you say? On what? Can you mention?
No, I'm saying that's why I'm for him, because if they talk about it on the news, it's probably fake.
Oh, okay. so nothing gives you any doubts in supporting him.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience on the line. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of a school that you have completed? High school, some college, or vocational certificate, college graduate, or bachelor's degree, or
postgraduate? High school.
High school. Thank you, sir.
High school.
And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Widow.
Okay. And, sir, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm going to say moderate.
Moderate? Okay. And so how often do you attend church or religious services, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Funerals.
So hardly ever?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Sir, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.